Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Concerns have been raised around the lasting damage caused to one of Ireland's much-loved historic monuments, the Deerstone in Glendalough in County Wicklow, following what appears to be an act of vandalism. I'm joined now by Pat Reid, Glendalough local and project manager with heritagemaps.ie. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Philip.
What do you think happened?
Well, it looks like somebody lit a fire at top of the grace of the Deerstone. And it got up to a severe heat, and ultimately what happened, it has cracked the boulder that the deer stone is carved into. There's four significant cracks running across it, and they may run quite deep. This is a significant problem in that if water gets into these cracks during winter, the resulting freeze thaw will cleave the boulder that holds it apart. So it's a serious issue. There's a lot of damage done to the rim of the bullion as well. There was some damage to it before, but it's really accelerated.
Is it possible to see how deep the cracks run? I mean, are we talking about this being an absolute certainty that the rock is going to fall apart over a couple of freeze-thaw actions?
Well, it's hard to tell at the moment. It will need to be cleaned back properly. There's a lot of growth around the boulder itself at the moment. It would need to be cleaned back properly and assessed by a conservationist or a senior archaeologist of some sort.
And they might be able to make an assessment as to whether it can be repaired?
Yes, hopefully. That would be the ideal scenario. We had Chris Corlett from the National Monuments out on Sunday or Monday evening to have a look at it. He's had a quick look, but there will be a further assessment of it in the coming week or so, I'd imagine.
How sure can we be that this was a deliberate act of vandalism? I mean, were there remnants of the fire?
Oh, certainly. You can tell by the markings on the stone that it's discoloured. It's red and black where the fire got very hot in around the bowl. So someone deliberately set a fire in the bowl, maybe using it for cooking. It's not the kind of place where you would light a campfire to sit around and chat and drink beers or anything. It's just not comfortable or oriented that way. So it may have been for cooking, or it may have just have been for destruction purposes. I'm not sure. It may have happened over a couple of nights too. We have a photograph taken on Thursday by one of the OPW staff that shows it not as badly damaged. From the photograph, it's hard to tell, but then the subsequent photos show much more damage to it. So
the Deerstone, is a bullion stone, potentially up to beyond 1,000 years old. Some of them are many thousands of years of age. What were their purpose, do we know?
Well, nobody knows exactly for sure. There's a lot of different theories on it. They may have been used for crushing grains and herbs in food preparation or for grinding ore for metal production. But they have had lots of other purposes. They were repurposed into early Christian sites. They have religious connotations now as holy wells or christening fonts. They may have held cursing or curing stones in them as well. So if someone wanted to see a curse, they would turn the stone that was in it and lay a curse on you. And if it was an unjust curse, the curse would fall on them in the evening. So there's lots of legends associated with bullion stones.
And how old do we think the Deerstone is?
Well, again, they were brought into monastic settings or incorporated into monastic settings a lot. There's some trains have thought to see them as being Neolithic in age, so they could be talking 3,000-4,000 years old. But they're generally thought of as being early Christian, I think.
So for over 1,000 years, this has stood there and fulfilled whatever purpose was assigned to it until 2023, when somebody decided to come and light a fire on it, perhaps, as you're saying, not once but twice. How do we respond to something like that? Do we put a big fence up around it, or do we just put a sign up saying, don't be stupid, people?
I would love to have the answer to that. I really would. I mean, in the short term, I'd say this particular monument will be fenced while it's assessed and possibly repaired. We can't do that for every single monument in the country, and they're disappearing at quite a rate. It's shocking the absolute ignorance involved here. People know they're on a national monument. They still light a fire on it. It's happening all the time in places like Glendalough, where people are climbing onto the monuments, loosening stones. They're lying down on graves to pose for photographs. I mean, I found finger bones in Glendalough last year, where somebody had dug a hole in a grave to deposit a little figurine that was associated with this geocaching. I mean, it's appalling that the lack of pure disrespect that's out there when it comes to our heritage.
They dug up a grave.
They didn't dig up a grave. In Glendalough, the graves were quite densely packed, so the soil has been turned many a time where the extra individuals have been put into a grave, a family plot, say. Mm-hmm. So there's lots of graves, lots of bones high in the soil. So they dug in 6 or 8 inches to hide a little figurine. And in the displacement of the soil, finger bones were thrown out onto the footpath. It beggars belief, doesn't it?
It really does. Is CCTV perhaps the answer? Let people know they're being watched? But then you have to employ somebody
really
to watch it, don't you?
Yeah, nobody wants to go down the Big Brother route either. I mean, you're there in a national park. You're in an absolutely tranquil scene in Glendalough. You don't want to have this feeling of being watched.
No, you don't.
Digitally,
but also, we want to leave this national park intact to the next generation. We don't want to be handing them an even more ruined site.
I do agree. I mean, we've seen how much damage has been done around the country and certain sites over the last year or two. It's been quite high profile. I'm hoping that by talking about it and addressing it like this, that we're educating people as to the merits of our heritage and how available it is to us all and how open it is to us all, and that it needs to be respected as opposed to taken for granted.
All right, and maybe they might bear in mind that you suggest, amongst the various functions that have been assigned to Bullaughn stones, a curse stone is one of them. All right.
Well, that's it. Thanks a million, Philip.
Pat Reid, thank you very much for talking to us this morning.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.